Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Hope you enjoyed yesterday's broadcast. We went back into the KGov vault, the archives, and found a program from 23 years ago. Previous to that, on our website, kgov.com, if you click on our BEL archives, the earliest program you could get was from the year 2000. We have a smattering of programs from 2000, 2001, 2002, and then as you come forward in time, they become more complete, the archive for those years. But so we now have in our archives online, you could get one program from 1994, and that happened to be the very first program that I had hosted on a particular radio station affiliate up in northern Colorado. And what was interesting to us is that yesterday was National Equal Pay Day, which we also call National Derangement Day. But it was National Equal Pay Day. And so on that program way back then, we had a segment on why paying women the same as you pay men is so harmful to women and to the millions of women who would like to be stay-at-home moms and be home raising their children, although that's changing, of course, because even marriage itself. I mean, it used to be that people from their, mid-20s to early 30s, it used to be that most of them were married. In fact, not too long ago, go back to the 80s, and it was more than two-thirds, almost 70%, almost 7 out of 10 of young people in that range of age would be married. Today, it's less than half. So today, it's about 40% of people of that age. So, of course, increasingly, young women won't care about being home with their kids because they don't have kids. Or they won't want to be stay-at-home moms because they don't have a husband if they do have a child. So I'm talking about the factors that have helped to destroy the family. And back during these early years of Bob and Yurt Live, we went on the air in 1991, and people would say, well, you care about marriage. The things we're doing, they have nothing to do with marriage. And we pointed to Holland as an example where marriage is becoming rare. I performed a wedding here in Colorado for a young woman who moved here from Holland. And she said that this was the first wedding she had ever seen. I said, what was? And she said, this, my wedding. I've never seen a wedding before. And so what a sad state of affairs that when you decriminalize sex outside of marriage, adultery, fornication, pornography, homosexuality, that you are also attacking marriage, you're attacking children, you're attacking the family, you're attacking the authority of God, and that means the authority of Jesus Christ, who said that God made us male and female at the beginning of creation. And today, to say that there is such a thing as male and female is increasingly considered hate speech. How's that? America is having a psychotic episode, and you have a front row seat. So that's what's happening. America is having a psychotic episode, and we all have a front row seat. And so the things that we were told that would have no effect on marriage are slowly but surely crumbling the moral foundation of a society. So that was yesterday from the BEL archives in 1994, and we have many programs from years ago that will gradually add to our archives, and we'll share some of them with you on the radio broadcast. But to the news today, over in India, Hindus attacked a Muslim man who's now dead because he was transporting cows, cattle. And you know, to Hindus, a cow is sacred. They have all their malnutrition there. Children die of malnutrition. And they think that bugs, animals, are gods. They worship them. The cow is sacred. So a woman will have a garden, and a cow will just roam through and trample her garden while her children are struggling, suffering with malnutrition. And the cow will relieve himself in the backyard, and she'll go and take the cow dung and put it on her head, because that's her God. So we've often, on Baba Nirt Live, we've explained the primary causes of poverty, widespread poverty, are due to bad government and bad religion. Bad government and bad religion. So now you've got Hindus attacking, and this is not the first time, this has been happening. You have Hindus attacking this Muslim man. There were others too, but this one man died. And so what's the media going to do now? Think about if you're a member of the liberal mainstream media, how are you going to describe this crime? Because this and other similar crimes have been committed by Hindu extremists. But the media, they can't refer to religious extremism, can they? I think they're not allowed to anymore. They can't refer to these crimes as committed by Hindu extremists or Hindu fundamentalists. You know, come to think of it, I think ISIS has actually stopped the U.S. media from condemning Christian extremists. It's like they can't do that anymore. They can't write that. They can't say that. It's not allowed. I think Christian fundamentalists are getting a pass from the media. How ironic. What an ironic twist. It's really hysterical. So according to the Associated Press, which, by the way, on Baba Nirt Live, we've been broadcasting for 25 years, 5 days a week. We don't go according to the Associated Press guidelines, in case you hadn't noticed that. We go according to the guidelines that have been published in the Word of God. Those are our guidelines. And God condemns sexual perversion. And so if you love your neighbor, you're going to warn your neighbor about his destructive behavior, whether he's a pothead or a pervert or greedy or an adulterer or, you know, whatever. And so when we sin, we want others who care about us to confront us. I mean, if they hate us, they'll be apathetic and they won't care. If a Christian, somebody who goes to church, is destroying his life, destroying his loved ones, and the people around him just don't care, well, then they're not loving him. Apathy is a form of hatred. So all the Christians who have been deceived by the judge not cliche, by Hillary Clinton's favorite Bible verse, don't judge, right? When Jesus immediately said, here's how you judge. Don't judge like a hypocrite, judge in this way, and judge with righteous judgment. But at any rate, we don't go by the Associated Press guidelines. We go by the Lord's guidelines, his standards, as revealed in the Old and New Testaments. But according to the Associated Press and their new style guidelines, the media can no longer use all kinds of terms. They just can't say a lot of things. They can no longer use the phrase male or female, because that's not inclusive. That's exclusive. In fact, it's a form of a passive hate speech, bigotry. So at the Associated Press, the mainstream media, they can't use the phrase male or female. They can't speak of the opposite sex, bigot. Increasingly, they can't even talk about men and women. It's not inclusive. Surely they can't write about mankind, right? They can't do that. They can't write about mankind. Eventually, they're going to figure out that they can't use the word woman or women because it has man and men in it. So women's studies, forget that. They're going to have to get rid of women's studies because it's hate speech. It's bigoted. They can't write about, quote, terrorism, right? Because, hey, some people don't see Al-Qaeda as a terrorist organization or Hezbollah or ISIS. Some people think that what they do is justifiable. So they don't use the term terrorism even. They don't. And they sure can't mention Islamic terror. I mean, Barack Obama couldn't even utter the words. Neither could Hillary Clinton, which is one of the reasons Donald Trump won the election. Remember, Doug McBurney and I presented our list of the top five people who brought about Donald Trump's victory in the election? And the number one person was Hillary Clinton. She was number one. So the media, they can't talk about male or female, opposite sex, men and women, mankind. They can't talk about terrorism. They sure can't mention Islamic terror or Islamic extremism. And so now, how are they going to write about Hindu extremism? How are they going to do that? They just can't do that either. And apparently, they're going to have a real hard time condemning Christian extremism or Christian fundamentalism. Ha, this is just hysterical to watch all this happening. America is having a psychotic episode, and you have a front row seat. If the media keeps going like this, banning all the words and phrases that are politically incorrect, you know, soon enough, they'll be gagging themselves. There won't be any words left for them to write their left-wing drivel with. Forget about the gag rule. They're censoring themselves. They might as well all self-identify as Frenchmen. Why don't they do that and start speaking French? Because with all those silent letters, you know, eventually the entire French alphabet will be silent. And then when people speak French, it'll all be silent. There'll be nothing audible that you could actually hear. And so we'll have another cluster of liberals will just silence itself. Wouldn't that be a kick? Then if college campuses, politicians, the European Union, and the media, if they continue to ban words from usage, eventually they're not going to be able to say anything at all. And that will just be a wonderful time. In fact, it all reminds me of Judgment Day, when every tongue will be stopped and every knee shall bow to Jesus Christ. So maybe when they announce that they can no longer say this or that, they can't use this phrase or that phrase, they won't any longer say God bless you or Merry Christmas, perhaps we should just wink and nod at each other and realize that these are just steps along the road to the ultimate silencing of the rebellion. Maybe that's how we should view these things. So I mentioned the Hindus that are lynching, in this case, Muslims. I mean, they'd lynch people of other religions, but in India there, it's Muslims who tend to want to make money by selling beef, and then the Hindus who tend to be vegetarians, not for health reasons, but because they don't want to eat grandpa, right? They believe in reincarnation. And they also consider these animals to be sacred. And so, hey, if somebody served you dinner and you thought it was grandpa, I mean, you can see how it would turn your stomach. And so these Hindus over there, I mean, they think they're reincarnated. You know, that whole reincarnation thing has a mathematical challenge because the population of the human race has been growing exponentially, which, by the way, is powerful evidence against the claim that human beings evolved from some ape-like creature, something like Australopithecus or whatever, a few million years ago. Because if that were true, then simple population calculations would indicate that there should be hundreds of billions of skeletons buried in the ground all over the world of human beings who lived in the past. Hundreds of billions, which are not there. So this is overwhelmingly powerful evidence on top of the mountains of evidence that already exist that falsify the secular worldview that we are just animals. But at any rate, reincarnation has this mathematical problem, because if you go to some spiritism practitioner, some Wiccan, you want to know about your past lives. Typically, when people from the West go, people from England go, they find out that they were a servant at some royal court back in the 1700s, or, you know, most people had some kind of role, some kind of insignificant role, and then some kind of significant role. And it turns out that there are not enough human beings for everyone to have been someone else previously. It's got a mathematical problem too, reincarnation. But at any rate, there are plenty of Hindus who have this pagan belief that, which is spread not only among Hindus, but around the world, even people who claim to be followers of Christ, but who are gullible and who follow every wind of doctrine and things that itch their ears, whether it's about aliens or demons or reincarnation or whatever, and those seem to be their obsessions. And so people will believe anything. And if you're not grounded on God's word, then you are very vulnerable. You're susceptible to false teaching. And false teaching, it has consequences. I mean, it harms people's lives, and it even sends people to hell. And it separates people from God forever. So at any rate, over in India, where Hinduism and vegetarianism is widespread for these superstitious religious reasons, there was a Muslim man, this just happened. He died after he was attacked. There were about 200 vigilantes who they stopped trucks on the highway and they looked to see if they're transporting cows. And this is happening increasingly around India. Now, in this case, there was a 55-year-old Muslim man. His name is Pelu Khan, K-H-A-N, and he died Monday, 2 days ago, after a mob had attacked him on Friday as he was driving his cattle truck on a highway in the western state of Rajasthan. So there were 6 other people injured when these 200 Hindus went nuts. Now, typically, we're used to hearing stories about Muslims going crazy and beating up and killing, beheading and so on, infidels. But in this case, it's Hindu extremists killing Muslims. Is it too much or what? You can't make this stuff up. So because cows are considered sacred in India, where the Hindus form a majority, we see an increasing incidence of squads of vigilantes who are roaming the highways, inspecting livestock trucks for any trace of the animal, and they're especially enraged when it's a cow. Other animals, not so much, you know, for whatever particular idiosyncrasies of the development of their pagan beliefs, that's the state of affairs. And so in many Indian states, it's actually illegal to eat beef. It's illegal. It's illegal to slaughter a cow. Now, I love animals as much as the next guy. They're delicious. And if God didn't want us to eat animals, he wouldn't have made them out of meat. And of course, we promote animal rights. Of course, here at Bob and Your Life, animals have the right to be hunted, killed, cooked, and eaten. Of course they do. And we also recognize, as I said to Bill Maher on ABC's Politically Incorrect, that if you elevate animal rights, you are denigrating human rights. Because the two are connected. You can't elevate animal rights without denigrating human rights. And so, as I said to Robin Duxbury, who was the president of the Rocky Mountain Humane Society, she was in studio on Bob and Eric Live. And I asked her, well, what if there were medical researchers and they had to kill, say, fetal pigs, you know, they were not yet birthed. They were fetal pigs. She'd said, oh, that would be immoral. That'd be immoral, Robin? That would be immoral. Then I asked her, of course, the next obligatory question from a Christian talk show host, well, what do you think about abortion? And she said, oh, I'm pro-choice. You're pro-choice? Oh, yeah, I'm pro-choice. You mean it's immoral to kill a fetal pig, an unborn pig, but you support the killing of unborn children, boys and girls? And she said, well, I never thought about it that way. I said, well, you better. And the only way a human being could possibly come to the insane conclusion that it's wrong to kill an unborn pig, but it's okay to kill an innocent child in the womb is because you're probably covering up for your own abortion, mentally, emotionally. I said, Robin, undoubtedly, you have killed one of your own children. It was an intense moment on BEL. If anybody out there has the audio of that, that was one of our early shows in the summer of 1991. And as we're coming across audio from the early days of Bob and Yurt Live, we're putting it on our website. The KGov archives are quite a treasure of educational, informative, sometimes entertaining information that helps all of us, myself included, to build a Christian worldview, a biblical worldview where we worship the Creator and not the creation. So if you reject the Creator, then you're stuck with worshiping the creation. So then you go to Mother Earth, and like the Egyptians, worshiping the dung beetle, worshiping cows. Remember the ancient Egyptians? Their cow gods and their bug gods. So my father God can whoop your Mother Earth. God created the earth. But if you reject him, you end up worshiping the earth. You reject the Creator, you worship the creation. So don't worship bugs. You find a bug, don't free it, kill it. And remind the people around you as you stomp on it, say, don't worship bugs, worship God. So over in India, it's against the law to slaughter cattle in many of the states there. But where this guy died, they haven't published news on his autopsy yet, but he had multiple fractured ribs. 10 Muslims so far, 10 Muslims in the last 2 years have been killed in India for smuggling beef or even for eating beef. In 2015, there was a Muslim who was lynched by his neighbors. They killed him for eating beef, and they found that it wasn't beef, it was mutton. So mutton, that's lamb, right? They don't get quite as angry if they eat their uncle, the sheep, but they get real angry if you eat their grandfather, the cow. So we have 10 Muslims who have been murdered in India in the last 2 years for smuggling cows or slaughtering cows or eating beef or beef that turned out to be lamb. And now it's businessmen because those Hindu extremists who then get appointed as the governors over the various states in India, the president there now tends to be a radical, the prime minister. His name is Narendra Modi. And so when he has the opportunity, he installs these Hindu extremists in regional governments. And so a hotel manager was beaten by a mob, and the government shut down his restaurant because he was accused of serving beef. So it's happening to businesses, too, in vast swaths of the country. I remember when, I believe I tell this story in our resource you could get on our store, A Bible Tour of Turkey. We were just outside of Laodicea at a hotel. We were in Turkey for 3 weeks. We learned so much that affirms the biblical account, the Bible. And we were in the hot tub of this nice hotel. You're near Laodicea, the city that Jesus wrote a letter to, as recorded in the book of Revelation. If you haven't studied Revelation, I think you'll absolutely love our verse-by-verse study through the whole thing. Again, it's at our store, kgov.com, and then just click on the store, look at our Bible studies, and I think you would love it. But at any rate, we're in the hot tub with the son of the current prime minister of India. And we had a fascinating conversation for about an hour. And I asked him the question, and here's how we set up the conversation. Let's ask each other questions and answer from our worldviews, because we have a Christian worldview that we believe is the correct worldview. Therefore, we will have more insight into reality. And you have a Hindu worldview, which we believe is a false worldview. So reality will probably confuse you. So we asked each other questions. And I recall one of the questions. I asked him, why is it that communist countries who want everyone to be equal, why is it that they tend to turn their countries into prisons and they put barbed wire up around their borders and they don't let you leave and they'll shoot you if you try to escape? Why is that? And he said, you know, that's happened around the world, but I don't know why that is. And I answered my own question. It's because freedom and equality are mutually exclusive. A country can't have both people who are free and people who are economically equal. Because if people are free, some will then prosper beyond others. So if you really want to have equality in your country, if you're going to enforce equality, you're going to turn your citizens into inmates and your nation into a prison. And he agreed. Wow, very insightful. So at any rate, we try to keep tabs on that guy. Hope he comes to the Lord. May God bless you.